the rest of the story. It was Malibu in June, but the weather was gray and cold and windy. Not at all what Bob and his family had hoped for when a friend invited them to his beachfront home, but Bob had promised his two young sons a swim in the ocean, and rain or shine, they would have their swim. The first order of business that morning was a sandcastle for three-year-old Max. Dad laughed to watch the boy gathering wet sand in his tiny hands. "Do it this way," said Dad, and before long, as fathers do, he had taken over the project, and little Max sat spellbound, observing. And the wind whipped up. David, a big boy of 12, was eager to swim. "Stay close," Dad admonished, but David had already started splashing about, deaf with enthusiasm. Dad waded in. The water was chilly, but the surf caressed him soothingly. He was desperately needing this respite to spend some time romping with the boys and to ponder nothing more ponderous than an eternity of water stretched out before him. He could almost see the western horizon now through the leaden sky, and the surf surged more powerfully. From his daydream, Bob suddenly awakened to the distant sound of a voice calling out, "Dad," and it was an urgent call. He glanced back at the beach, and little Max was still preoccupied with fantastic additions to his sandcastle. But then Bob's eyes darted seaward, and his son David, a minute before only arm's length away, his son David was now a bobbing dot in the rolling gray. "Dad," the boy called out again, and in an instant Bob knew what had happened. Undertow. Young David had paddled about happily and then realized that he was quickly being drawn away from shore. He had struggled against the current, but the more he did, the stronger it became. A few minutes more, and he would be all but unreachable in the open sea. His father plunged into the surf. Within 20 feet, he could feel it also. He could feel that something huge and invisible trying to inhale him. The father swam harder. David was now thrashing about in panic. His father shouted, "Hold on, I'm almost there." And finally, with one hand, he was able to grab the flailing boy. It took all of his father's might to fight the undertow with David clinging to him. But he did fight it, and he did win. When they pulled themselves from the water, David looked at his father. He said, "I'm sorry, Dad. There was a bloody bruise over Bob's right eye." "Don't mention it," his dad answered, smiling, "and nobody mentioned it. And maybe I would not have mentioned it today, except that only hours later, that very evening, something unforeseen and terrible happened, and the boy's father never came home again. For destiny has its own undertow, and it's an irresistible one. On the way to his own grave, a father had managed to reach out to his son and offer a parting gift of life itself and an indelible memory which you now share. To this day, a quarter century later, the world recalls what happened the night of June 5, 1968, at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles when an assassin shot to death the father, when an assassin gunned down Robert Kennedy, who that morning had saved the life of his own son. And now you know the rest of the story.